Mobile. M2T in 0TR. W2T, it says it's 94 degrees out here right now.
It was a lot cooler till you said that, and mine went from 93 to 94 right then. 4 to 7 out of the southwest, feels like 102. Mother Nature can stuff it.
Yep, yep. Well, I hope my ink delivery got made and none of it was left, and the idiot didn't leave it just laying on the front edge of my porch where it's right directly in the sun, because that has a tendency sometimes to make those ink cartridges burst. And if it does, I'm going to raise Holy Cane with Amazon.
I just thought of this. I don't know if it's a sane idea or not, but if you bought one of those real cheap styrofoam coolers and just write U.S. Mail or USPS on it and put it on your, Amazon or something like that. Or Prime, or Amazon Prime. I wonder if they'd leave it in that.
Because they got to throw it on the porch, and then they got to take a picture of it, and then whatever they're going to do. So, but anyway, I'll find out when I get home. And all they used to have some guys that worked the area out my way that in weather like this, they'd stick it, you know, so it's not in the direct sunlight. They might stick it behind my door or stick it up underneath one of the chairs or something that's up on the porch that creates a little bit of shade underneath it, so it's not in the direct sunlight. But these days, I don't know, and because they've got some company called Fluid that does their deliveries in this area now.
Submit a request for them where to put it. I did that. I got sick and tired of them leaving it on the front porch because we never use the front door. And it's always locked. And they just insisted on running across the lawn and putting it on the front porch. So I finally bought $12 or something like that. $14, I think, sign. And it says, leave mail at the side door. I bought the sign from Amazon. And when they didn't do that, I went online and raised heck with them. And, you know, that's never happened again. They're very nice about it. They put it on our steps and then take a picture of it. And we're home almost all the time anyways. But at any rate, I was just sitting around and making out a check to the disabled veterans. And I don't do that too often, but ever so often. They're a very fine organization that I belong to. And then, being you mentioned Publix, Bernie says we're getting ready momentarily to go to Publix and pick up some of that spicy chicken, Rusty.
Today, but I got me some sliced turkey and some cheese and got me some of those cherry plums that you were talking about.
Excellent. Now, if the first one you get seems a little bit green, leave them set out for a couple of days. But I love those things. You ever try them?
But it's your recommendation. I'm going to try them. So we'll see what happens and if I like them or not. Anyway, if I don't, I may come by, drive by your house and throw one at your front door one day. How about that?
Just put the whole bag there. I love them. I may just pick me up some, but I got so much fruit now from yesterday and be kind of silly. But anyway, I'll let you go. I'm going to call them up and tell them to drop us some chicken. They got a new gal down there. It used to be two real good young men, and they never missed. And I'm telling you, this gal, I don't even need to say it, but she just louses up everything usually, but I'm going to call. I don't want it sitting there in a box under the heaters. I want some fresh dropped chickens, and I'll be there real quick-like. But anyway. always, take care, Rusty, and we'll catch you down the line. Stay out of the heat. W2TN, Gerald Childs.
Okay, I'm going to be back to the house in another couple, in about 5 minutes anyway. And they've got a new manager, deli manager over here at this one. And English is not her first language, but she seems to be real nice. Had a chance to talk to her a little bit today. And, you know, she's got a big crew over there, and she was keeping them jumping today because they had a lot of folks buying deli meats and sandwiches and call-in orders and all other things. So both sides of their deli was working like crazy. Talk to you later, Tom, N0TRW2T.